And we want to invite Judy and Betty to come to the platform this morning, and they're going to lead us in the Chrismon service.
It says, Introduction to the Chrismons. At Christmas, not only does the star lead us to Bethlehem, but also to Nazareth, Galilee, Capernaum, Jerusalem, Calvary, and heaven. For as part of Jesus' birth, we also celebrate his life and ministry, his death and resurrection, and his ultimate victory over the powers of sin and death. Like the three kings, we present our gifts to Jesus and to one another. Today we will present our offering in the form of chrismons. Chrismon is a combination of two words, Christ and monogram. A chrismon is a symbol of Christ. Christian symbols date back to the early church. They are found on the walls of the Roman catacombs, on jewelry and utensils from excavations in Palestine and elsewhere. Early Christians used them to identify themselves to one another, to designate meeting places, and sometimes to show non-believers where they stood. These symbols of the early church serve to transit the faith and beliefs of the followers of Jesus Christ. Chrismons were first used in 1957 to decorate a Christmas tree in the Lutheran Church of the Ascension in Danville, Virginia. They were composed of white and gold materials. White is symbolic of our Lord's purity and perfection, and gold of his majesty, glory, and triumph. Green of the tree is symbolic of promised healing. The white lights on the tree point to Christ as the light of the world.